Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Curing the Age-Old Plague. During the Omer, Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students died because they didn't properly respect one another. We still mourn them almost 2,000 years later because we haven't yet corrected their sin. We're all still guilty of intramural hate. You know why? We didn't learn the lesson of the four sons on Seder night. And let me explain. First, I'll tell you a little story from way long ago when I was 10 or 11 years old. And it was the first day of Passover in Silver Spring, Maryland. And I was in a local conservative synagogue with my father for Passover services. I used to call my father Pop. Well, Pop was by no means religious because his father had already left the fold of observant Judaism when he left the pogroms of Ukraine for Canada at the beginning of the 20th century. But my dad had a really warm Jewish soul. Pop loved every Jew, and he respected Torah scholars, and he was constantly giving charity, whatever he had. He had the burly exterior of a kid that grew up on the tough side of Winnipeg in Canada, and he was a World War II veteran, but underneath it, he had the softest heart in the world. Seeing a sick baby would bring tears to his eyes, or seeing a poor person would break his heart. But hearing anybody badmouth Jews, oh, that would make his blood boil. Well, we were sitting in shul, and two men sitting in front of us were having difficulty in curbing their tongues during the Torah reading. As our sages say, one transgression leads to another. Well, this chatter was bad enough, for a person is not even allowed to discuss Torah subjects or religious law during a Torah reading. But to add insult to injury, they were violating the laws of wholesome speech in the worst way, and they were slandering entire groups of Jews. Well, the first guy, who was wearing this ridiculous toupee that made me laugh, he said, "Oh, I can't stand the Orthodox. They're a bunch of intolerant fanatics, and they think they're better than anybody else." Well, the guy had a twitch in his neck, and every time he twitched, his toupee would become crooked, and he had to straighten it about three or four times a minute, what made me giggle. But Pop wasn't sharing my amusement. I could see a vein bulge in his forehead. That was bad news. Well, Mr. Toupee's pal, he was a guy wearing a green sharkskin suit. I once saw something like that in James Brown. You remember James Brown from Motown music? He wore the same suit on stage. Well, the guy with the sharkskin suit, he said, "The Orthodox, they don't bother me so much. There are only a couple of them in town anyway, and they barely have a minion. It's the Reform that get on my nerves. Where do they get the right to rip up Judaism anyway?" Well, meanwhile, Mr. Sharkskin suit, in his supreme holiness, was sitting next to a peroxide blonde who was wearing a tight skirt and a low-cut blouse. And he was gaping at her so much that I thought she had the Torah portion printed on the upper anatomy that her blouse was revealing. Well, this is funny, but this is true story. Mr. Toupee, he continued his tirade, and he was talking against the Orthodox. He was dissecting them like a frog in Biology 201. And then he said, "The Litvaks are snobs, and the Hasidim, they haven't come out of the Dark Ages, and the Romanians are crooks, and the Polaks are crude, and the Sephardim, well, they're nothing but..." And then Sharkskin cut him off, and he says, "What do you mean talking about the Sephardim? They're not as bad as the loud-mouthed New Yorkers." No, he's kidding. This time the rabbi was whispering, "Shh!" The rabbi's talking from the bima, and he's trying to whisper them to get them to shut up during the Torah reading. Well, the Cantor Olkin, he was one of my favorite people, and he was a Holocaust survivor from Lithuania. He had an accent just like my grandfather, Alva Sholem. Well, Cantor Olkin stopped reading the Torah because he simply couldn't raise his voice among the din of the chatterers. Well, Pop's blood had reached its boiling point. I knew that neither the rabbi, the cantor, or the synagogue officials, they didn't have to do any more policing because Pop was now taking the matters in his own hand. Pop leaned forward in his chair, and with a forceful whisper that he hissed through his clenched teeth, he said, "You two blabbermouths are worse than Hitler. Hitler didn't discriminate between Jews. He burned them all in the same ovens. So what do you think? Every Jew in the world is messed up except you two?" Well, they were dying to answer Pop, but they took one look at the fire in his eyes and the veins in his clenched fist and the conviction in his jaw, and they decided that it's much more advisable to avoid messing around with this guy. So they got up and they huffed out of synagogue. Well, nobody but me and maybe the peroxide blonde could overhear what Pop said, but the whole congregation was relieved when the two nuisances left. The rabbi smiled, and the cantor, he continued on with the Torah reading. Well, my Pop, Olav Shalom, May he rest in peace. He taught me two major lessons in life. Love every human being, especially your fellow Jew, and give all the charity you can. These were the two guidelines of his life. You know, on Seder night, we read the Haggadah. And Haggadah reminds me of my pop, especially when it talks about the four sons. One son is wise, one son is wicked, one son is simple, and one son doesn't know how to ask. They're all different, but they're all sitting at their father's Passover table, and they're sitting there together. Nobody's been chased away, not even the evil one. No, he's sitting there with a dad too. And the father patiently answers each son according to his individual level. And the father knows that with love, acceptance, and understanding, they're all going to return to Hashem. And you know who that father is? That's Hashem himself. That's our loving Father in heaven. And it's just a matter of time when everybody returns to him. And that's a promise from Prophet Samuel. Open up the book of Samuel 2, chapter 14, verse 14. So if we upset Hashem about talking badly about his children, we're certainly doing the wrong thing. We wouldn't want people talking about our own children. So why do it to Hashem? Well, the plague of sinas chinam, intramural hate, it's been contaminating us for thousands of years. And it's time we started a cleanup in our own domain right here and now so we can go back to music and dancing during the Omer and very soon see the crowning of Mashiach speedily in our days. Amen.